At all the masses last week, I told you Brian's story, which gave flesh, so to speak, to John 1 dozen, 2 dozen, John 12:24. That gospel about the seed teaches us, I said during that homily, how we are to accept what the Father gives, and we are always to give what the Father takes. During this week, Holy Week, we will not only remember or recall, this week we will actually relive how our Lord accepted the will of the Father. The will of the Father, which will require him to give everything for us. The last journey of Jesus, which the Bible describes in his last days, was about 25 miles in length. Wasn't very far to walk over time. Bethany to Jerusalem is about the distance of Dickinson to New England. And our Lord with his disciples walked it. He approached Jerusalem from the east because that is where the Jews believed the Messiah would arrive, where the sun rises. And he would ride a colt to fulfill the prophecies that their king would arrive on a donkey in humility. We need to soften our hearts to imagine this drama, or after a while, it's not going to mean anything to us. Imagine the drama. People spreading cloaks on the road. People spreading their palms on the road upon which his donkey can walk. The people in front of him and the people in back of him are shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Josephus was a historian during the time of Jesus, and he wrote that up to 3 million people could come to Jerusalem for the Passover. And as the pilgrims arrived, the locals would go down to the gate to welcome them. Imagine the drama. A chaotic scene, a triumphant scene, a scene not recognized by many, a scene not understood by anyone. The long-awaited Messiah, our Lord Jesus, has arrived. Today is the only day our Lord is treated as he should be treated. He is exalted. He is honored. He is celebrated as king. And our Lord is just fine with it, because everything will soon change. Things change in a hurry. Because the Messiah must suffer death. The Messiah will teach us that there is no redemption without the shedding of blood. Because my sin is in my blood. And the blood of the one who is without sin must be shed for sin to be conquered. A different kind of Messiah than they expected to come through the East Gate. Knowing that he must do that, Jesus entered Jerusalem very intentionally, deliberately, and passionately, with all his heart, That is why we cannot have a heartfelt understanding of what it means to love Christ unless we have a heartfelt understanding of what it means to live this week. That's what I want for us to do. Live this week so that we may love our Lord. Because what is about to happen to our Lord should not be ever forgotten in the heart of any human being. Today the people shout, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Saint Bernard describes it best, how everything will change. Those people who shout Hosanna are about to shout Crucify him. The people who say Hail the King of Israel are about to say We have no king but Caesar. Think of the disciples, the apostles today. Think of the pride they had walking beside our Lord during his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. They must have been proud to be a part of this. Yet in a few days they will hide. They will deny they ever knew him. Their leader will deny him three times. Over and over and over again. And the palms that are laid on the streets, today they are green and soft, you have them in your hands. These palms are about to become dry and the wood of the cross. And his blood will soon be on those streets. Things change in a hurry. Man is divided in himself, and our Lord will accept it as the Father's will. It wasn't easy for him. Holy Week burns into our hearts again and again one thing, and that is that Jesus suffered for you. Whether you believe it, whether you accept it, Jesus suffered for you. And Holy Week is an opportunity again for us to awaken our spirits so that we may accept that gift of the Father again. Amen.